This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines. Good morning, boys and girls. Yes, sir. It is time to have a little fun on the show on a beautiful Tuesday. Hope you're doing well out there. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We got a guest today on the show. I don't really like forcing the guest issue just to have the guest. You know what I mean? If there's something going on, then we'll address it. If not, we'll, you know, find a way to have conversation and come up with all kinds of stuff to talk about in the world, obviously, because we got a lot of things going on in the world. Sports and music, as always. You know, music's always a tie into this show. Found something really cool I want to talk about later on the program. So we got Bill by my side, as always. Many ways for you to contribute. As I'm seeing the chat board growing instantly here since we got on, and you can obviously, those of you that are on the YouTube chat board, you're already chiming in. Good morning to all of you out there, and you can always chime in there. Share also this link on YouTube and share it with your friends. Send it by a tweet, send it by a text, a Facebook post, all of that. Very important to share so we can spread the love and grow together, which is a beautiful thing. And, of course, you can reach out to us, like it says right there, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105, on email, Orlando at BigOradioshow.com. That's the other way to reach out to us. And, of course, on Twitter, at Big O Show. Follow us there, as always, because that in itself is a 24-hour talk show. So we await for all of these leagues to come back, and nobody's going to come back this month to play. Now, we're hoping that this is the month where all these leagues start to practice again, right? I mean, baseball's got to come to some kind of an agreement. The MLS is also kind of, you know, facing a lockout. So we'll talk to Kobe Price at 12:30 from the Sun Sentinel, and we'll ask him about that. Baseball-wise, I saw where the owners now are offering a 50-game season. And, look, I'm appreciative of anything that we get back in sports, okay? But baseball, 50 games, that's not a season in baseball, man. I mean, in one of the articles that I was reading, they made a great point. The Washington Nationals won the World Series. They were 19-31 in their first 50 games last year. So if you're only going to have a 50-game, baseball is one of those weird sports. I remember there was a season where the Boston Red Sox came out of the gate, right? And they were terrible. I mean, terrible. They won like 3 games in the first 30 or something. It was like really, really bad. Then they went on this tear that they were the best team in the majors. And then if I remember correctly, like the month of September, they caved right back in again or something. I forgot what it was. One of those funky seasons years ago. And baseball's so long that it's not easy to be on your game right from game one all the way through a regular season and all the way through the end, because there's a lot of highs and lows, and you've got injuries and things. I look at his crappy team last year. They had all kinds of injuries with pitchers.
I was just going to say, the Yankees traditionally don't start playing ball until after the All-Star break.
Right, exactly.
That's 70-something in. The year the Phillies ran down the Mets when I was up in Allentown when they won the World Series, they were down 13 games.
Yeah.
With like just, five, six, 7 weeks to play. It was ridiculous. You know,
50 games is not a
remember
not
Colorado.
A season.
Remember Colorado the year they got in the series? They went on that. They won like 39 and lost 3, or it was stupid. It
this
was ridiculous.
This is this is the equal to the basketball season playing 30 games or something. Which, why have a season then at that point? 50 games in baseball is nothing, man. The 50 games is what it takes to get your rotation going in baseball. Yes. I mean, that's how crazy
your pitcher,
it is.
Yes, your pitcher isn't probably stretched out to 6-7 innings until the 50th game.
Yeah, or not only stretched out, but feeling good, that like confident in a groove. You just had them in spring training. We never got to the regular season. So now you're going to have a 50-game regular season, then no pitching staff will be ready to go. It's really nuts. And I know maybe this is all part of the negotiations. Well, if you guys want prorated salaries, well, because we're not going to have fans in the stands, this is what we can give you prorated is 50 games. And, you know, the players came back with a 114-game, you know, proposal, which, by the way, 114 games, that feels like a season now. That starts to feel like a season. 100, you're already playing with the borderline. You go 80 and already looks kind of funky. You go 50, it's a joke. In baseball, anybody that's followed baseball, anybody that really cares about baseball and really knows baseball, 50 games is not enough, man.
Yeah, you're right. Midpoint 81. You need to be at least 30, at least 110, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, in a year like this, 100 is 100. Okay, you got to do it. You got to do it, and that's fine. But 50? To me, if you're doing 50, you're really not making an effort. You really don't care about actually keeping the season going and keeping it alive.
It's a half ass. Yeah. It really piss poor effort.
Yeah. It just doesn't make. That's like football playing 5 games. You know? That's really what it is. It's football. Well, yeah, we're going to play 5 games this year. And then we're going to go into the playoffs. Huh? You can't do that. And so 50 to me is just one of those numbers that I just don't know how you satisfy the public. And if you're baseball, you got to go out of your way to satisfy the public. You're the one sport that keeps losing ground every single year. And if you don't play, you definitely will lose ground. Okay? And if you play 50 games, I can argue that that's basically you not existing. I mean, think about that. You're going to play just, what, 2 months of a season? Because that's what you play in 50. You play the 50 games in 2 months. So it's a 2-month season? That's really, and I get it. We're getting to a point where the weather becomes a factor. Now, we could eliminate that too if you're going to have maybe neutral sites for the playoffs and you keep them down south. Then you don't have to worry about the weather and you can go into November and December.
Should be able to do that. You got no fans in the stands. It isn't like your crowd is going to help your team.
Yeah, you can rotate between the Cheaters in Houston and then Tampa and Miami. And you and Phoenix, and you could have those four like rotate. Hell, you can even have Los Angeles, because nobody it's not cold there in wintertime. So you can actually use Dodger Stadium if you want. In fact, we can eliminate Tampa. Sorry, Tampa, your place is a dump. So what we'll do is we'll do the Diamondbacks, we'll do the Dodger Stadium, we'll do Houston and Miami. That way you get all the time zones, right? And you can stay away from the weather. If you want to do that, obviously that's going to be a problem for teams like the Nationals that may want their home field advantage. You know what I mean? But if we're in December, we can't play in Washington in December. It's just baseball in the ice cold. It's not. Again, we can't do this. You know what I mean? So I just want, look, I'm one of the few that wants to see baseball back, okay? Because I know the majority of
the regular sports fan nowadays, they don't really care about baseball. It's older people that want to see it back, and I want to see it back because I don't want to see it. I see it continuing to lose traction. I see it continuing to lose interest. I see nobody really. People don't. They don't check in about baseball, man. You guys are asking football, basketball questions, and even soccer starting to trickle in.
Oh, is it more about the fear of it coming out worse than the way we came out of the 94 season?
Right, exactly.
This may be the nail deeper. Yeah,
that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. You're burying it deeper. And 50 games, you will bury it deeper also. Your audio is coming in and out, Call of Duty 1 says.
That is the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right now it sounds good.
No, in the beginning. In the beginning, like I said, it was flickering.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's...
Is it fine now?
It's kind of solided up. It has.
It looks fine now.
I haven't raised the volume. I haven't seen you freeze up, man. So,
I hope it. Sometimes happens. Let's see who we got. Let's go with a little. Man, you guys have not wasted any time with the super chat. John Rouse is in the house, and he goes super chat. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, my man, as always.
Good morning, sir.
John is a good man. He either visits us at Caneswear, at Toyota of Hollywood, brings us brownies.
Here, we're going to give John props and Nico a shot.
Yes.
Nico has slipped and has not made appearances the norm.
Well, no, wait a minute. We haven't been at Caneswear.
That's
because Caneswear has been closed. Yes. I think they just opened now.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll get back there. And remember, Nico lives close to Caneswear.
That's why. And his wife is involved with medical, right?
Yeah. So that's probably what it is. He hasn't come by the other places because
just
he's probably out of his way.
Semi dig on you, Nico. That's all.
Right. That's right, Nico. You got to show up. We got to show up. So we got John Rouse in the house. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you with the super chat and a sticker, of course, with the thumbs up. So appreciate that. Always love the stickers. Bromar Smelly, Ian from Brooklyn, Jordan Knighton, Jean-Luc Norcal, Josh Flipside Fishing, Matthew Walker, Omar Lopez. Let's see, what else do we have here? DJ Gallagher. Piester 83, Boss B99, who else? Super Boom Shack, Call of Duty 1, so many of you. Omar Lopez, Genius, tell us how sports radio hosts can speak for 3 hours about sports when there aren't any live sports occurring. Enough already. I know, but we do it every day, don't we? I don't know. Somehow or another, we're pulling it off.
I guess you're faking it pretty good, man. Smoke and mirrors.
I mean, we're still doing 3 to 4 hours of talk every single day here, no matter what.
It's an illusion.
Yeah. So NorCal says we're streaming perfect like 72. I like that. So Miami Kid J, Alexa V, Dougie Fresh, Jesse in Minneapolis, Troy Ortiz. The list is growing. We thank all of you out there, as always. Share it. Also, share the feed, as always, with folks out there. Also, want to say our thoughts and prayers to the Unseld family and to the Washington Bullets family and now Wizards family, as Wes Unseld has passed away at the age of 74, the MVP and Rookie of the Year of the 68-69 season, a 5-time All-Star, a 4-time NBA finalist, and a champion with the Washington Bullets back in the 77-78 days. A great player, a classy man, and obviously will be missed. 74 years old, sadly passed away, so our thoughts and prayers to Wes Unseld and family, as always. So I wanted to mention that before we get going. I saw that this morning, And it was a sad note to lose Wes Unseld. Oh, I tell you, I've said it many times, 74 is pretty good. Once you hit that 75, I think you hit 76, I think you're kind of already playing with house money. Whatever you live in that last quarter is almost like icing on the cake.
Man, my folks have many years of house money.
Yeah, exactly. Man, it's just it's a blessing when you're getting up there, man. That many years, that's pretty cool when you're able to last that long. So bless Wes Unseld. He is in a much better place. And 74, hopefully great years for him. So, unfortunately, we end up losing Wes Unseld.
Just to touch back on the 50 offer, is this a negotiating tactic to meet in the middle to counter their 114? Hopefully.
I'm hoping.
Right?
I'm hoping. I mean, they can't have – I mean, but it's such an extreme from 114 to 50. If I'm the baseball – I mean, like, if you're Mike Trout, why would you risk injury for 50 games now? Think about it. It was $7 million out of 34 for the, I think it was a half games or 100 games, 100 games. So what's he going to get for 50 games? $3.5 million? If I'm him, I'm like, that's not worth it for me.
Every big money player, man, that's over 10 or 12 million, it's...
He gets.
I'll see you in 21. Thank
you.
I don't know
who his glove is. Spalding, Rawlings, whatever the hell it is. He makes more from that probably in 1 year than just the $3.5 million that they would pay him, or $7 million. So, if I'm Mike Trout, I would not even play 50 games. If I'm Chris Sale, I'm not risking injury. Where you had me in training camp, now I'm out for 3 months. Now I got to get back to training camp again. No, dude, no. Forget it. I'm better off. You know what? I'll train for next year. And that's it.
Any of the players dealing with any injury.
Yeah.
I'll take the extra recovery. See ya.
And that's the option also. The option is you can opt out and not play. And that's going to end up happening. So you're going to end up with 50 games and you're going to end up with out stars. No 50 games and no stars. How's that going to help you?
So whatever you thought your lineup was going into the season, you're 25, it's not going to look that way.
All right. It's going to be 29 other Miami Marlins. No stars. Right? I mean, it's not that I want to pick on the Marlins, but they're at a point right now in their franchise existence that they're not there yet. They're hoping these young guys turn into stars so then they can hopefully sign those and show that they're committed. But at the moment, they have no stars. So that's basically what it's going to be. It's going to be a baseball league without stars for 50 games. That doesn't make any sense. That just doesn't make any sense. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. And we go with Boss 899. Boss B99, I'm sorry. And I wonder what B99 stands for. But thank you, Boss B99, giving us love on the Super Chat. Love it.
You know, I noticed one of the names following, DJ Galaga.
Yes.
Is that in relation to the game? I have to, because that was my game.
I don't know.
I have to ask.
Maybe he's a DJ, you know? And he likes Galaga. It's kind of a combination. So he goes, I like Galaga. I'm a DJ, DJ Galaga. There you go. Or maybe that is his name, DJ Galaga. Boss B99 says he loves the show. So, Boss, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving the show. And give us a story behind B99. Why B99? That's interesting. Boss is one thing, but Boss B99, what does that mean? But appreciate it. As always, thank you all for keeping it locked and listening to the show.
99, what goes to your head?
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think? 99.
Oh, Toto.
Really?
Yeah, it's all I think of.
I Gretzky. I think Toto. Gretzky first.
Okay. Yeah, Toto for me. Because I love that song.
Then obviously, Judge.
It's a great song. Great, great song. Rosendo says, good morning, the 78 Bullets. Last team to win the NBA title on road in game. On road in game. R.I.P. Wes Unseld. Last team to win NBA title on road? No. I was in Dallas full of champagne for the Heat. We won in game six, remember? They didn't win game seven.
Wasn't Michael's last game in Utah, game six?
Yeah. Yeah, but Miami was even after that. He said last team. I don't know. Maybe Rosendo means something else. Last team to win NBA title on road in game. Because the Heat won it also on road. And the Mavs, the 06 title was on the road.
Cleveland, when they beat Golden State with the block by LeBron.
Yeah.
That was in Golden State.
I don't know. I'm not sure, Rosendo. Maybe you meant something else there, and that's not what it was. Jordan Knighton says, why doesn't Russell Wilson get put in the conversation for top five QBs? I don't know. I mean, in the NFL, he doesn't get – I doubt that, Jordan. I'm not sure what conversation you're talking about. I'd like to know what conversation is that so I can tell them that they don't know anything about football.
There are some screwy things that don't make sense. Like,
but
I don't think Russell –
today's NFL, right now, how do you not have Russell Wilson in your top five?
I don't think – is it – Russell Wilson's never had a first-place MVP vote. Is that – right?
I don't
Did
care.
I hear that?
I don't care about that stuff.
No, but...
Well, Russell Wilson is one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I'm just saying, getting the props that he should, getting the recognition that he should, getting the acknowledgement.
I don't know.
He's short, in my opinion.
Early on, I understood, you know, you weren't believing in him and all that, but by now...
Especially last year, man. His stats,
no,
dude.
That,
it was
just not like...
He's a winner.
Last
He's a winner.
4 or 5 years.
He's a
the
winner.
The guy's a freaking magician.
No, but last year specifically, his stats were MVP worthy. Okay?
Yeah.
My point. And
I'm not sure. You got to explain to me how people are not putting Russell Wilson. Now, are we talking about top five all time? Now, that's a different conversation.
No.
That one, maybe he doesn't belong in the top five of all time. Okay? And maybe he does. It could be subjective. That one is fine. But if you're talking about the top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now or in the last 5 years, Russell Wilson has to be in that mix. If he's not, then the person putting that list together or having the argument, I would tell you and I would tell them they don't know nothing about football.
Okay? Let me ask you all.
They know nothing. That's all I would tell you.
Do you feel he gets his just acknowledgments and recognition?
I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I think that he's not – he just – that MVP, like, man, this guy's better than that. You know, he deserves more rewards.
Maybe I haven't noticed it, but I don't know. Maybe it's me. Matthew Walker says, Cavs in Golden State, then vice versa. Yeah. Boss B99 says, I got the Boss B nickname in the Army. Just added 99 for the username. No meaning for the 99. LOL. I got you. All right. Let's see. Vicken says, hey, guys. What's up, Vicken? Let's see. What else? Rosendo said, that's my mistake. Okay, that's cool. All right, no big deal. Anyway. So if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can reach out to us at 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Tomorrow, we will be at VSS West Pines, okay? 12397 Pembroke Road. Come on out and join us. Thursday, we'll be out at Toyota of Hollywood. There you go. See? Here's my little Camry. This was the color I was going to get, the red one. It's got the panoramic roof and everything. See? So there you go. Check us out Thursday.
I still think you need to go ask them if they could paint the car your car.
I'm going to talk to Steve Ostrov on Thursday. I'm going to say, hey, so I got this prop here for our show. Since, you know, we are a proud representative of Toyota of Hollywood. And so, and obviously I drive a Camry, so I figured I'd, you know, show off a Camry. And so I gotta approach Steve Ostrov and see if he could paint this car the color of my Camry. So that's what Bill says that I should do. I really wanted to get one of my color, but that's near impossible to find my color. But
even the die-cast metal, the car looks awesome.
It does look great, doesn't it? The red one does look good. You guys want a ride? I can give you a ride. Come on in. Climb in.
50 people just called shotgun, bro.
That's it. Put your stuff away. Go ahead. All right. There you go. It's all there for you. So Thursday we'll be at Toyota of Hollywood. All right. So come on out and join us at 1841 North State Road 7. Come on by and say hi. RVA in Richmond says, Big O, my brother, what if all police officers or each precinct get boned? Each write-up or complaint, it goes against their bond. Huh? What if all police officers or each precinct get boned? Or did you mean bonded? I don't know. RVA, you gotta help me out on this one. Do you understand that question? What if all police officers or each precinct, he spelled boned, B-O-N-E-D. Does he mean bonded? Each write-up or complaint, it goes against their bond. Yeah, he's got to mean bonded, right? Each precinct gets bonded. So each write-up or complaint goes against their bond. So then it goes against your funds. Yeah, but the write-up or the complaint has to be a legitimate one too. You know what I mean? So I think there has to be some kind of a third party that is investigating everything, because the problem with police departments is that they're constantly protecting their own. And so for lack of a better term, they don't police themselves properly.
There's not enough third party the situation with the way the autopsy came back. The one from the county that works with the police, blah, blah, says this. And the one that the Floyd family did personal says that the district attorney works with the police too.
Right.
You know, it's like there needs to be an outside third party probably in every situation.
It's like the NFL commissioner. You know, he's not really working for the players. He only works for the owners.
No, worse than that is MLB, man.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I'm just saying just.
They're in bed together.
And so that's the problem with the system. So it has to be a group of individuals that are not tied to the police department, because that's our problem now. They protect each other. They hide each other. Same thing with, I've said it before, the Catholic Church, what they've done with their priests. They don't give them to the authorities. They go and hide them somewhere, and they put them somewhere in some other country up in somewhere. You don't see them anywhere except for, James Bond can find you up in the mountains somewhere. So you're in a monastery hidden from everybody, and you're a freaking child molester. And they do nothing to their priests. It's the same thing. And we have to, that's how we cross that bridge. But I mean, that's one way of doing things, I guess. How about just firing your ass? You know what I mean? That's really what I would like. Because once you start firing officers for these actions, and once you start charging them, for assault and murder and all that, and they start serving, because see, the Derek Chauvin thing is nice, but it's not enough yet. I don't care that you charged him. That's nice. It's nice that he's being held. It's nice that you charge them, but I want them convicted. When I see you convict them, then I believe you're willing to make a change. Okay? The Steve Poherence guy, if you don't fire him, then I know you're not willing to make it. That doesn't, the Poherence guy does not need therapy. Let's understand that. Therapy is not going to fix that anger issue. And that anger, if he's by himself with a minority, and it's just he said, she said, they're going to take the word of the cop, and then the person is going to suffer. Because that guy lost his cool in front of everybody with an innocent woman that was doing nothing except legally, quietly, peacefully protesting. And he slammed her to the ground.
On her knees.
Yeah. I don't. That guy has no business wearing a uniform. So it's nice that you suspended him. It's nice that you told me that he's under investigation. When you fire him, then that tells me you have now sent the message to everybody. This is not tolerated anymore. When you convict Derek Chauvin, then I know you're serious about all of this. All this stuff here right now is called window dressing, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice. It's a first step in a legal process, but I need the legal process to now start working in favor of those who are being abused or killed. Okay? When that system starts to defend those that are being killed, those that are being abused, okay, then I will believe that we're doing the right thing. This is nice, but it's not enough.
Are you going to be you or?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
A 30 minute.
Yeah, no, it's
is a 30 minute legit.
No, it's 11:34. We did 30 minutes. You're straight. What can I tell you? All right. Let me tell you about VSS West Pines. We'll be there tomorrow, 12397 Pembroke Road. Go see Jose and all the great people out there, Jason, Tommy, just awesome people, well-educated when it comes to all the CBD products. And you also got to know that when you want CBD, you want quality. You don't. There's a lot of these mom-and-pop places out there that they're not carrying CBD of high quality, so it's not going to have the impact that you're looking for. So if you're looking to relieve that anxiety, right, you've got that stress, you've got pain, I want you to go to VSS West Pines and tell them that Big O sent you. They'll take care of you. And remember, CBD is not a drug, not an illegal drug or anything like that. It's the medicinal side of the plant, so you're not breaking any laws whatsoever. And whether it's for you or your pets, they've got CBD products for your pets too, for their anxiety. Maybe you need them to calm down a little bit. They can do that with CBD. Flower tinctures, edibles, CBD topicals and salve for pain, transdermal patches. They've got them in every way, shape, and form. And, of course, for all of your CBD needs, from hookah pipes to water pipes to rolling papers, they've got them. And all kinds of other killer little products. I always tell you, it's Barefoot Mailman and Spencer's meets CBD. Check it out for yourself. 12397 Pembroke Road. That's 12397 Pembroke Road in Pembroke Pines. Go to VSSWestPines.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.